Mr. Mamalosh.
Okay, Chevra, we have a lot of Torah to do. I just want to first resume the conversation that we were having within Tosvos. The Tosvos on Mem Gimel Amid Beis is bothered by Yestira. On the one hand, the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amid Beis concludes that Tiltol Min Hatzad is Shmei Tiltol. On the other hand, the Gemara Kuf Kav Gimel says that Tiltol Min Hatzad is Mutter. So that was the stira that we had in the Tosfos. And yesterday we spoke about how there are three approaches within Rishonim as to how to solve the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Aleph about the Kasha Gabi Hamita based on the Yesodos that were discussed. Hanir Lafi in the Estati. And this is me. This is not, I did not find this in Sfarim. But Hanir Lafi in the Estati, that there is another Mahalach, which is not focused on, and that's the Mahalach of Rashi. The Ran already points out, the Ran is on Chof Amar Aleph, Bedape Harif. Beis Hamotel Bechama, you're worried it's going to be Masriach. Marisav at Tiltol Min Hatzad Shmei Tiltol. Zak the Ran. Tiltol Min Hatzad Mikri Kahai Gavna Da Amrinan Chayidei Dover Hanito Metalter Dovish Einol Nital. By the Ran writes the standard, it's Chof Amar Aleph Bedape Harif. Okay, could be it's on Chofam Beis. It's on Chofam Beis Bedap Erif. Thank you. Yeah, my Gemara is like the Oz V'Hadars, and I don't know which end is up. But on Chofam Beis Bedap Erif. So the Ran quotes that Tiltol Min Hatzad, the standard explanation of Tiltol Min Hatzad is that you move an item ayidei a davar hanitol, meaning I take a knife, I take something I'm allowed to move, and I push the item. And who hadin, the mace hamuta b'chama, moving the mace ayidei amita, and that's why it's called Tiltol Min Hatzad. That's the Ran. Then he comments, umi divrei Rashi nir'eh shafil hofei chameis mamish kevan shumataltol kil achar yad Tiltol Min Hatzad mikri. Right? The Ran points out that according to Rashi, Tiltol Min Hatzad means if I move an item kil achar yad. What that means is, and Rashi writes, by the way, it's five lines in the bottom, and Gimel on the base, Tiltol Min Hatzad is kelachar yad, meaning I am using my hands to move the nifter, but I'm doing it in a backhanded, unusual sort of way, no? The normal way you carry something is you pick it up and you carry it. Over here, apparently you're doing some machination, you're doing something a little bit different. Rashi says that when the Gemara is saying Hofcha Mimita Lamita, Hofcha Mimita Lamita is just an example of an unusual way of moving a nifter, but it doesn't have to be Hofcha Mimita Lamita. Who hadin, the Ran is, again, I'm not sure I would have said this in Rashi, but the Ran fortunately said it before me. And the Ran is saying within Rashi that any Tiltol Kila Achar Yad is called Tiltol Min Hatzad. So our Gemara is not only talking about Tiltol Adavar Iser Al Yedei Adavar Heter. Hu Hadin, if I'm Metalto B'Yadayim Mamish, that's called Tiltol Min Hatzad. Is that correct? Mr. Fink, you're going to comment. Yes.
So I'm assuming that Rashi is arguing with Rashi, saying, like you say,
right.
How
the Ran deals with Gimel? Kuf Gimel. Right, so Kuf Chav Gimel says that if I have a radish that's stuck in the ground, I take a kush, I take a twig or something, I pull the radish out.
No, but I mean, I might
Kuf Mem Aleph. Kuf Mem Aleph, Kash Agabe Hamita. Wait. You got to give me time to get there. Wait. But once I have this Rashi, I think it is Mituratz. I think the stira between Kuf Chof Gimel and Mem Gimel is answered. Because on Kuf Chaf Gimel, what I'm talking about, remember, Tosis is Kasha. How come on Kuf Chaf Gimel we assume that Tiltum and Atzad lo Shmei Tiltum? Well, Tiltum and Atzad of Kuf Chaf Gimel is that I have a radish that's in the ground and I take a, what's it called, a kuch or something? I take a, whatever, I take a twig and I move the radish, no? Reb Lozer ben Tadai, right? He says that you remove the radish, yaday, the, right, kush or karka, tochvin kush or karka, vehim minaros melehem. You move a, you use a twig to get it out. It could be that according to Rashi, tiltum and hatzad in the sense of moving something begufo in an unusual way is going to be usser. That's mem gimel. But kufchav gimel is talking about when I move something al yedei davar acher, right? When I take my kusher karkar and I move the radish. In that situation, it's going to be mutter. I think according to Rashi, the stira in the Gemaras is very easily resolved. When we use the word tiltul min hatzad, right, there's a term for this in English, homonyms or something. It's the same word, but it has different meanings. Tiltul min hatzad on mem gimel means tiltul begufo in an unusual way. Tiltul min hatzad on kufchav gimel means tiltul al yedei davar acher. I think this part is clear. What about kuf mem aleph? So hanir lafi anias daiti is that kuf mem aleph, there is nothing unusual about the way you're moving it. What happens on kuf, right?
Should that be tiltul gomer then?
So should it be tiltul gomer? I don't think so, because it normally, when I move stuff ba'alma, I move it with my hands in a normal way. Normally, right, if I move stuff with a twig, with a kush, that's for sure tiltum and atzad. If I move stuff with my body, but it's a normal way of moving something in this case, like it's straw on the bed, and I'm lying down on the bed, that's how I would get straw off my bed on a regular Wednesday sometimes. Right, I'm tired, I lie down, the straw comes off. Right, that is going to be mutter. Right, on kuf mem aleph, lo yina anenu biyadoi, ela mina anenu begufai, meaning we use the word tiltum min hatzad on kuf mem aleph, but that's just called tiltum min hatzad in the sense of paradigmatic tiltos biyadayim. Don't move it biyadayim. Don't do paradigmatic tiltal. That's what the Mishnah tells in Kuf Melech. But to be mina aneno begufay is going to be permitted, because even though this is the normal way of moving this item to some extent, because it's derech shchiva, but it's still a shtickle like tiltul min hatzad, because when I compare it to tiltul b'chol ha'Torah or anywhere, it's a little different. Because normally tiltul is biyadayim. The way I am learning Rashi, Morai Rabotai, Rashi is saying exactly the same thing that Rabbi Avram Yehoshua Karelitz, the Chazon Ish, said. Right? In other words, right? What Rashi seems to be saying is, biyadayim, it is usser. Begufay, it's mutter. Why is it mutter begufo? Why is it mutter begufo? Right? Isn't that a tiltum min hatzad begufo, which Rashi says on mem gimel is usser? The teretz is that there is deliberate tiltum begufo, kil achar yad. And then there is not deliberate or not unusual. It's tiltul begufo in a normal sort of way. And that is going to be mutter only because it's derech shchiva. Right? Tiltul.
That wasn't funny that, like, There's no more normal isn't better and less normal isn't better. You end up with weird spikes along the curve, right? Because I can go going in either direction. Well, sometimes it turns out from Usher to Mutter and Mutter to Usher.
Well. So let's go slowly. If it's Tilto Ayadei Dover, there are two categories in Tilto Menatzad. Tilto Ayadei Dover Acher. If I take a twig, that for sure is Mutter. When I move it by Yadayim, Mem Gimel Mem Beis has its Usher. But that is a deliberate movement kil acharyad, right? What we could call tilto begufay. Mem gimel amim beis is tilto begufo, but it's deliberate. I'm doing it letzayrech leiser. On kuf mem aleph, I am meko on tilto begufay because it's not a deliberate act. Because on kuf mem aleph, I am talking about moving the item derech shchiva. I think, Hanir Lafiani Estati, I think, perhaps, Kenzain, Abyssal, that Rashi is very similar to Abraham Isaiah Pirelitz. Yes.
Can I just, I'm a little bit lost. Rebbe is saying that there are, Klachar Yad is a modification of a broader category of Tilto, and Tilto Biyadayim versus Tilto Begufo. So Tilto Biyadayim, Klachar Yad, Dahainu Tilto Minatzad, that is Shmei Tilto, and Tilto Begufo, Klachar Yad,
let's go slowly. What I would argue is that when Rashi says on Mem Gimel that Tilto Minatzad is Tilto Klachar Yad, that means it's like a Tilto Begufo, Klachar Yad. Right, it's not it's biyadayim, but it's not mamish biyadayim. I'm using the back of my hand, I'm using my elbow, I'm using something like that. And that is usur. I on kuf mem aleph, at least the way it's understood by the Rush, I'm mako because it's tilto begufo. The teretz is, perhaps, kenzain, the teretz is the chazon ish's take on the Rush, that it's only mutter when it is derech shriva. Yeah.
Is there actually a manner of tell us more than just tilto mena tzad lo shmei tilto? What do you say? Because it's derech shriva that's not there?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I think the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Aleph largely speaks for itself. The normal way of understanding the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Aleph is I'm lying down on the bed and I move the straw aside.
The reason why it's mutter is because it's derech
shiva. Right.
Not because of tiltum atzad.
Well, the Gemara says tiltum atzad. But what, right? The Gemara Kuf Mem Aleph uses the words tiltum atzad. What that means, right, is something different. What I'm trying to argue is that the words tiltum atzad mean different things in different places. It's like the word migo, the word chazaka. It means like 1,000 different things in 1,000 different places.
Isn't it meaning the same thing?
Two different paradigms that have two different sets of halachas. It's not just a difference in narration. There's two completely different paradigms, two different sets of halachas, in which the svaras are working backwards. And one, the more normal you are, the more makel you are. And the other, the more normal you are, the more
not. Where do I say the more normal I am, the more makel I am?
Isn't
no.
that by Derech Shkiva? Isn't that the whole head of
because Derech Shkiva. Oh, I see
because that's
saying.
A normal thing.
But in other words, I would argue that derech shriva, because it's not considered tilto at all, right? The yesod of the chazon ish is that when I'm lying down, it's an action that happens mamish incidentally. When you walk into the room, you don't look at it like I'm moving the straw. It doesn't appear to the average person that I'm moving mukta. It appears to someone that I need a nap. And I lie down.
So this is the double chain of Skavim Segresha type far out. Like, are we doing that on YouTube?
I don't want to confuse things further by bringing in other halachic categories.
But
what I'd rather say is that tiltal is a teleological act. Right?
You're gonna take a deep hole. I don't know if you're gonna get out of it.
In other words, it's a teleological. What the Chazon Ish I think is saying is that tilto means when I am focused on what I want to accomplish.
when I lie down, right, the average person, right? You ask the average Joe or Jane or Jack, right? What are you doing? No one is saying I'm moving muksa. I'm lying down on a bed. Tilto begufay is not a heter just because it's gufay. Right? The Chazon Ish brings a raya that tilto begufo is usser because there are cases when you have a shoe and the shoe is a muktzah shoe. Why is the shoe a muktzah shoe? Because it's missing X number of laces, whatever it is. It's a muktzah type of shoe. You're not allowed to use it. Aye, it's tilto begufo. Teretz is, well, that's a normal type of tilto begufo and people look at it like you are Metaltel the mukta, right? But derech shriva, people will look at it like you're not metaltel mukta. You're right. The difficulty in the svar of the Chazon Ish,
first of all, you're getting into the machlokes of double kavanas and things like that. And if we're trying not to make things more complicated, this is not the way to go to make things less complicated. Second of all, you can only say this so far because the Gemara says it's because of Tiltum and Atzad.
Right. But let's go slowly. The Gemara says Tiltum and Atzad, and the Rush teaches that what it really means is Tiltum Begufo. Right?
What? The Rush? But that's not
so, Shiva. So I have a Rush.
But the Rush still doesn't say Shiva.
But again, so I have a Rush as understood by the Chazon Ish.
Why can't Rashi be Rush understood like the Mishnah Berurah?
If it's the Rush as understood by the Mishnah Berurah that all Tilto Begufo, all Tilto Kol Achayat is Mutter, so then Rashi on Mem Gimel would have to say that it's Usser. Because the Gemara Mem Gimel concludes, Tilto Min Hatzad is Usser. Rashi says that means Tilto Kel Achayad. Let me give you a few examples, okay? Am I allowed to move Mukta, right, with the back of my hand, like this? Am I allowed to move Mukta like this? According to Rashi, Lucha Ora, the answer is no. Right, that's what the Gemara Mem Gimel Mem Beis says. Right, the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos, I believe, says that a mukta item that you could carry with one hand, if you carry it with two hands, that's mutter. Because that's called tilto kel achayad, that's like tilto begufo, which the Rush permits. Hanir lafi anias daiti, is that for sure, according to Rashi, that can't be permitted?
Why is
it? What about the Rush? And the Rush has accepted the halacha in Shin Yodav Se'ifches. So I think you have to limit the Rush the way the Chazon Ish limits the Rush. That's all I'm saying.
The Rush uses the words klachayad also. I'm just not sure how Rashi's usage of these words indicates that he's like the Chazon Ish. Why can't he just be like the other, like Mishmashin in the other Rush?
According to Rashi, Tiltu Kalachar Yad is called Tiltu Min Hatzad. The Gemara Mem Gimel says that that's usser, right? And based on this, I think the Gemara Kuf Chaf Gimel is Meturah. So that I think is Pashat. But then I have to deal with L.A. Fink's question, but what about Tiltu Kasha Gabe Hamita? Right? How come it's mutter to lie down on the bed? Right? So the Rush tells me, oh, that's mutter because it's Tiltu Begufo. Well, that's not going to help me, according to Rashi, directly. I still need to say something more within Das Rashi. So what I could say is that maybe Rashi will take the Chazon Ish. Now, again, I'm not saying that's Pashut. I'm saying it's possible. In that essay of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he was sensitive to this issue in Rashi. And he comes up with a different... He quotes the Sefer Or Zeruah in Siman Pei Vav, that the Or Zeruah says that Rashi holds Tiltu Kel Achar Yad is usser only by a mace. Tiltu Kel Achar Yad is mutter by all forms of muksa. But by a mace, I asser Tiltu Kel Achar Yad because Kevon She'odom Bohol Ameso, like the Gemara says within Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish on the top of Mem Dal Amar Aleph, Kedem Shavon Adam Bahal Almeso, I'm more nervous that this type of
kil achar yad will lead a person to carry the mukta normally. So therefore, I aser the tiltul kil achar yad on by yemes, but by everything else in Judaism, says the Or Zeruah, I am make on tiltul kil achar yad. Right, which would basically be saying that the whole stira that Tosfos asks between the din of tiltum and atzar, right? Tiltum and atzar again. By yemes, tiltum and atzar is aser. Everywhere else, tiltum and atzar is mutter. That's what the Or Zeruah is really saying. But I personally think that it is feasible, plausible, possible, something along those lines, that Rashi might be indicative, perhaps, of the Chazon Ish's approach. I like the Or Zeruah in that it's a Rishon, he's sensitive to the issue, it's wonderful, but the answer that he gives is, like, it's Dachuk, and none of the Rishonim hold to that answer.
Why is it Dachuk? It's brilliant. It's straight in the Gemara. I don't bow love Amon, I'll miss so.
Yeah, come on.
Right after we say, why would we ever say it?
But you know what? If it would be beferish in the Gemara, then Tosis would not have a kasha. Or even if Tosis had a kasha, that would be Tosis's answer. Right? The fact that we have a long Tosis, it's not just a 3-line Tosis, it's a 30-line Tosis, dealing with this question of a stira in Gemaras about the status of Tiltum and Atzad, that means that this answer, which the Or Zeruah says is pashat, 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 ain't so pashat. Right? In other words, other Bahal al Meso, the way the Gemara says it, which is a concern that I might extinguish a fire. But it's not a concern, right, that I will carry the mace normally, I'll move the mace normally, l'cha'ura, that concern I'll move the mace normally is so, who cares? So you violate Eser Tiltum Mukta. It's almost, I remember one time Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen gave a Musar Shmuz. And the Musar Shmuz was like, you have a guy who's sitting on Shabbos and he takes a pen and he just moves the pen by accident. So the guy says, oh, it's only an Eser Mukta. Only Mukta! Oh! Right? You ever heard that Musar Shmuz from Rabbi Cohen? Well, every Musar Shmuz ends up in like the same high-pitched place. It's amazing. Right? Mukta! And this is the Rabbanon! Right? But yeah, it's only an Eser Mukta. In other words, to make Gezerah... to make a gezeira that I might come to do it, to move the mace b'yadayim, because I'm bohol al meso, I think the Or Zeruah's mahalach is
a making little... a gezeira, though. It's that there's an iser tiltul and we're only going to be mako so far.
There's a mace. Like, adam bohol al meso, right? This guy might even extinguish a fire. And you're going to tell him he can't even move the item normally, it is a little, right? It's a little duck. Okay.
You have to be sure to say that tiltul gummer is aser by the mace. That it was only with
that's correct. Yeah, have to be sure to say that. We spoke about this the other day. How could that be? How could it be that tiltul gummer is aser by the mace, and the only heter by mace is to be hufa mimita lamita when there's a fire? Right, that's a simple reading of the Gemara and the Hanami.
I think it indicates that the Or Zeruah isn't so outlandish. I mean, it might have challenges, but I think like it's
if you want to say it's not so outlandish, I mean, we'll say it's not so outlandish. Like, I'm just saying that I have two. I'm saying two things. Rashi, I think, is giving a different answer to Tosfos's question, and then I have two separate ways of interpreting Rashi. That's all I've said so far. Good. Excellent. Thumbs up. Now, I want to move on to the next sugya. The Mishnah tells me on Mem Beis Amid Beis that you should not put a kli tachas haner. We discussed whether that's because of ein kli nito l'tzarte v'hanito or because of ein mevatlin kli l'hechano. Then the Mishnah writes, ein le'osin mimenu l'fi she'eno min amuchan. You can't get hana'ah from the shemen shebener. By the way, I should point out that in Shas, the word ner does not mean what we call a candle. It doesn't mean a paraffin candle. Ner means in Shas the little oil lamp. That that piece of ceramic or whatever that you have the oil and the wick in it, that's a ner. The ner is the ceramic thing, the metal thing that holds the oil and the wick. The Mishnah says, "Einei osen mimenu." You can't get hanoa from the shemen. Lefisha eino min hamuchan, because it is mukta. It's not designated. Zok the Gemara on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph that the Tanakama holds Moser Shemen Shebener is Aser, and Reb Shimon says it's Mutter. Lecha Ora, what that means is that our Mishnah is Aliba de Tanakama, not Aliba de Reb Shimon. Right? The Pashtus is that our Mishnah is not going according to Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon would say the Moser Haner is Mutter. Did I learn the Gemara correctly, gentlemen? I got a problem, though. It's called Tosfos. Tosfos on Mem Beis Amid Beis writes, Eime osen mimenu lefisha eino min hamuchan zotosis iko lu'ukma k'Reb Shimon. The Mishnah could even be according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is matir moser Hashem and Shabaneir. Ve'ein le'osen diktoni hacha hainu kolz man shendolik. De'bemukta machmas mitzvah mode Reb Shimon. Right, we'll unpackage this line in Tosfos in a few minutes. But Tosfos is saying that the Mishnah on Membeis on Beis that says ein le'osen, that Mishnah might be talking about, even according to Reb Shimon, kol zman shehaner dolek, you can't get hana'ah from the oil. Right? That's really what Tosfos is saying. When the Gemara Mem Dalet says that according to Reb Shimon it's mutter, that means after the ner extinguishes. Now, acharei kechlos hakol, while the nair is burning, Reb Shimon is masking that it's usher. But the way Tosfos says it on Membeis Amid Beis, the isser according to Reb Shimon while the nair is burning is an isser of ein ne'osen mimenu. I can't get hana'ah from the shemen. There is no isser to move the nair. Usually when I think about mukta, right? Last night I met with a candidate for Gairus. That's like my Monday night thing, right? So Monday night is Gairus. Monday night is Gairus, right? Like in Yeshiva, Tuesday lunch is schnitzel, right? Monday night is Gairus. So we always ask the candidate, what is mukta? And the candidate always, well, not always, this candidate actually last night got it wrong, but usually mukta means something you can't move on Shabbos. That's not necessarily correct. What Tosfos on Membeis Amid Beis is saying is that Reb Shimon holds you're allowed to move it even while it's burning. Ein ne'osen mimenu means you can't get hana'ah from the oil while it's burning, but it cannot mean that you can't get hana'ah from the oil in the sense of putting your spoon in and taking oil and drinking it, because that would be kibui. So it has to be the shemen that is metaftef min haner. So the iser, and Tosfos is commenting, and I'm just learning Tosfos according to the Maharsha on Membeis Amid Beis. Tosfos is commenting that the Maharsha learns Tosfos that what forces Tosfos to say that the Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, even though the Pashtus in our Gemara is that we're going according to Reb Yehuda, is because the Mishnah just says, Ein ne'osen mimeno, meaning you can't get hana'ah from it. But you're allowed to move it. That can't be Reb Yehuda, because according to Reb Yehuda, you cannot even get, you cannot even move it. Right? Meaning, Tosfos on Membeis Amid Beis is teaching me that I'm talking about mukta type 2, mukta of hana'ah, not muktzah standard, which is muktzah of tiltal. Right? Am I learning Taisus correctly so far? Oh, now. If we're talking about not using the oil while it is, while the candle is burning, but I'm allowed to use the oil once the candle goes out, why should I not use the oil while the candle is burning? And when the candle goes out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot use the oil. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you can. Right? Mem Dalet Amud Aleph tells me after the candle is extinguished, according to Rabbi Shimon, I can use it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, I can't. What is the Isser of Muktzah on a candle? So there are three different possibilities that I'm aware of. The first is found in the Ran. The Ran says, which is probably the intuitive Mahalach, that the reason why you cannot, right, this Ran is on Chof Amid Beis, B'dapei Harif, Tanu Rabbanon, Moser HaShemen Shebener Shebekaroz Osir L'Histapek Mimenu, right? Right, he has the Lashon Osir L'Histapek Mimenu. Our Gemara just has the Lashon Osir, not such a big deal. Zok Diram Yishum, Dekeven Deskatzoy L'Bein HaShmoshes Machmas Isser, Shayim Histapek Min HaShem Shemenei Chayim Mishum Mechaba. Zok Taisus, Zok Diram, excuse me, that the nature of the Isser Mukta, the reason it's Osir according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because this is called Mukta Machmas Isser. Since while the candle is burning, you can take some oil out. Memela, it is mukta during Bein Hashmashas, and mukta because of Isser remains mukta or Shabbos according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says only while it's burning is it a problem, but Reb Shimon denies migu diskatzei l'Bein Hashmashas. That's the way the Ran learns. Nice. But Shver. It's Shver because there are two Gemaras, not one. There are two Gemaras against this Yesod. There's a Gemara on Memhei Amir Aleph. The Gemara on Memhei Amir Aleph tells me that the reason why, right, the Gemara writes, it's Amrle, Ein Muktzel Reb Shimon Ala Shemen Shebener B'Shoshu Doyle Koa B'Huktzel Mitzvaso Huktzel Yisuro. Right, the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, while the candle is burning, it's Aser because it's Huktzel Mitzvaso. It's just like the Atzei Sukkah. When the Sukkah is up, you can't get benefit from the Atzei Sukkah. I'm not allowed to break off a piece of schach and use it as a toothpick. You see, before I had a mask, I used to have teeth. It's amazing. But you can't break off a toothpick and use it. You can't break off some schach and use it as a toothpick because it's huktzah mitzvah. So also, Neiris Shabbos, Neiris Yomtiv is a mitzvah. And it's huktzah mitzvah. So that's why you can't get benefit from the Neir. That's the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Mem Vav Amud Beis going over to Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, at first the Gemara had a svara that the reason why it's Aser is because you might extinguish it. The Gemara says, no, that can't be according to Reb Shimon because Reb Shimon's Davashin the Meskavin is Mutter. So if I end up extinguishing it, no big deal. The Gemara tells me on the top of Mem Zayim Amud Aleph, Hanach Lener Shemen Psila Hoyel Denase Basis L'Davar HaAser. That the reason why the Ner is Aser is because it's a Basis. It's a Basis in that the Shalheves, the flame itself, is Aser, right? That's what Rashi writes at the top of Mem Zayim Lamed Aleph. The flame is a useless thing. it's like sticks and stones. The oil and the lamp is a buses to the flame. So what I really have are three separate reasons why the Ner is Usser. Two reasons are found in the Gemara within Reb Shimon, but Mestama Reb Yehuda would be maskim to them. And those are the reasons of Mukta Machmas Mitzvah and Basis. And then I have the other reason that the Ran created called Mukta Machmas Isser. So Nish'ela Tasha'ela, why do I need three separate reasons over here? Or, to say it better, why does the Ran have to invent a reason that is lo katuv b'shas? When the Gemara already has reasons, why do you need a new reason? So the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Ayin Tes, Se'if Katan Beis, the Magen Avraham basically says, I know why. Or I have nafgaminas between the reasons. I have to be careful. I have nafgaminas. If the reason why it's usher is because you might be mistapik, well, that means that if I'm mistapik, it's muksamach mas iser, because I'm not allowed to take oil out of the lamp. If I take oil out of the lamp, I'll be in violation of the iser kibui. That would not apply to a candle. Because a candle, right, we spoke about this already, Taisus and Beitzo Chaf Beis versus all the other Rishonim. Taisus holds that many Rishonim hold, you're allowed to cut off the bottom of a candle because the iser of mistapik min hashemen is that you make it flicker. When you cut off the bottom of a candle, there's nothing that flickers. The fact that there's going to be less fuel there, so the candle burns for a shorter amount of time, is grumma, and that's not usher. So for the din of muksamach mas iser that the Ran is mechadesh only applies to oil lamps. It does not apply to candles. The din of huktzel mitzvah only applies to Shabbos candles, yontif candles, which is a mitzvah. Other candles, I don't say huktzel mitzvah. The din of basis ledavar ha'aser lecha'ora only makes sense on Shabbos, not on yontif. Because on yontif, the flame is not a davar ha'aser. On yontif, I could use the flame. I could take fire from here and move it over there. I can do a whole fire dance at a chasana. No? You're not supposed to get married on Yontif because Eimar and Simcha B'Simcha. But Lo Yetzuyer, right? You got married Erev Yontif, and then you have the suga on Yontif at night, right? So you need to dance. Right? Moshe Sternbach writes that you're not Mekayim the din of Seuda. You're not Mekayim the din of Seuda's chasana unless there's dancing. He says, and there's a din rikud. He's Marish Azad Brisker. And there's a din rikud. Right? But the point is,
dance on
Yom Tov. And you allowed to dance on Yom Tov. Oh, that's a good shayla. So some are mekel to dance on Yom Tov because it's sort of mitzvah, like Simchas Torah. You have to figure out what the heter of Simchas Torah is. But yeah, good horror. Good horror. The point...
Everything's mutter in Simchas Torah.
Everything, right? Simchas Torah is mamish. Right? The minute used to be Ovid Avodah Zara, to be Maver Ben Olamola. Yeah, yeah. Everything goes. But... The point is that the Svara that the Gemara has on Memvam and Beis going over to Memzayin, that becomes a basis for Davar HaAsar, that does not apply on Yontev. That only applies on Shabbos. So basically, I don't know why the Ran does it. That's what the Magen Avraham, I think, in Reish Ayin Tes Sifkat and Beis is saying. But I have nafgaminas between these reasons. Okay, gentlemen, I have to break now. You should have a wonderful and blessed day. Zayge benched.